Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Breaking news, Big Sis begins releasing biological agents into Boston subway. Isn't that loving? Well, we're just animals anyways, according to her. TSA workers perform bag searches at RNC. Hey, listen, witch, how about you're an animal? You look like a pig. I'm not an animal. My family ain't an animal. You're an animal. I tell you, these evil people are the real animals. That's why they want to call us animals. The conspiracy of an empire, a letter to those that serve the system. PlanetInfoWars.com article. We promote a lot of those to the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. PlanetInfoWars.com, our social network. Civilians told not to fear blackouts or Blackhawks over Minneapolis in the dark of night. That's all conditioning. That's all of it. And more at InfoWars.com. Foreign policy editor throwing a fit over growing resistance to Agenda 21. Yeah, that's a Washington Post publication. The New York Times is freaking out. They're freaking out. Alfred, I wanted to ask you that question. Why do you think everything's moving at hyper speed now where they're just on the news going, hey, world government, you know what? We'll answer that after the break. Finish up in this brief, short segment, long segment coming up with the story of Joseph. Any other tidbits you wanted to hit?
Well, Joseph, I don't know. We pretty much hit it. I mean, it's just a question. He captured a whole nation and put them in bondage to the Pharaoh. And the people consented all the way, and they even cheered. They said, hooray, Joseph has saved us. No, he didn't. He took those people from freedom.
And that's the story now with the bankers engineering the collapse, then posing as the saviors.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's 3,000 years anyway since the time of Joseph. And how many people have – it's right there in the Bible. How many people know it? It's right there. It's almost everything you need to know about economics. You know, you can get a good economist, and they understand all sorts of interesting things about the velocity of money in M1, M2, M3. But maybe all the average person needs to know about economics is right there, chapter 47. If you can read, if you can see, and you say, wow, what does this mean? You know, you can see. This is happening now. We're doing it again. It's astonishing.
You know, I see the general public. They're either really waking up or they're like in this giggling, gibbering, delusional, childlike state. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I get what you – people are afraid. You know, one thing I've seen over the years is you can bring a new idea to someone, and that person understands the idea on an intuitive level before he understands it consciously, and he'll understand that if I accept that idea, it's going to put me in a position where one of these days I'm going to be forced to choose between what I know to be right based on this new idea and just getting along in life. And I don't know that I have the courage to make that choice. I would prefer to look in the mirror every day and think of myself as a good man because I haven't made any difficult choices or refused to make those choices. I don't know if I make that very clear, but people can understand.
Beautifully said.
They will reject them if they understand this thing's going to cause, it's going to make me have to make a very big choice one of these days, and I don't want to make that choice. I don't want to be put in that position. So they avoid.
But as soon as I started living like that, I was suddenly so fulfilled, it's like hard to even handle. I mean, these people are so empty that live in cowardice, and they think hype and trendiness will empower them, so they get deeper and deeper into trendiness, but they fill out surveys and say they're the most unhappy people in the world.
Right. Just trendiness, that conformity, it's just a place to hide. It's a place to appear that you're getting along fine. But I'll tell you something I'm sure you understand. You know, this is a lifestyle that is dangerous. You become a dissident. You become a thorn in the side. But you have meaning in your life. And I know I have meaning in my life. And I look at other people and I understand. I'm not making much money. I'm not a wealthy man. But I'm living better than most people in this world will ever know. I have meaning. Right?
And well, you have your mind. You're not being chumped. You're aware. You know how things work. It's just spiritually, it's fulfilling. That's what matters. You're satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay there. I want to come back and get into that question. Why are they accelerating their program of enslavement? With Alfred Adask, I'm Alex Jones. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, one more segment with the always informative Alfred Adask. He joins us right now for a final segment. Adask.wordpress.com. Adask spelled A-D-A-S-K. Again, I am Alex Jones, your host. We've got big news coming up in the next segment after he leaves us. And then I want to break down why no one should serve the New World Order. I mean, even if you're an evil person, you're crazy to serve this New World Order, this global corporate anti-free market government that is eugenics-based. Alfred, the question, studying this, publishing the Annie Shyster for over a decade, researching and having 60 Minutes demonize you, I mean, you've got your finger on the pulse out there of what's going on over the years. I see a huge awakening. Either people are getting more awake and speaking out, or seeing it everywhere, or they're getting more dumbed down. But how do people, national news, come out and say, Jones is crazy, he thinks there's a global government being established by megabanks, when all over the news they say global government's being established by megabanks, aren't we lucky they're taking over? But simultaneously, the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, says it doesn't exist and I'm evil. Why do you think they're moving so quick right now?
They're desperate. I was zigging when during the invasion of Iraq, Bush Jr. got bogged down. They went in and they gave him a dose of shock and awe, and they thought this whole thing would be over in 90 days. We had mission accomplished out there on the aircraft carrier and so on. Turned out we got caught up in there for 8 or 9 years. Zygmunt Brzezinski, early on, I saw him, I believe it was on the Charlie Rose program, and he was criticizing George Bush, and he said, the New World Order has been, or global government, I don't remember which one he said, but the New World Order is what he meant for sure, has been set back 20 years, and he was angry, he was pissed, all right? That tells us that their plan was not to really impose themselves upon us for another 20 years. They had another 20 years going on, which would be 10 years from now, 20 years from the beginning of the Iraq War. And he said it's been set back 20 years. They're not doing that anymore, I think, in large measure because of the Internet, programs like your own. People are awakening. Not everybody, but a percentage. You don't need them all. But if you can get a big enough, you hit critical mass, and all of a sudden the world just might go the other way. So I see the New World Order as acting openly and aggressively as an act of desperation. The truth of the matter is, if they are really in control, they will shear the sheep, and the sheep won't even notice that their fur has been taken. It's when they have to become overt. I mean, TSA is not evidence that the system's growing more powerful. From my perspective, it's evidence that they're growing
more desperate. And they're crazy. It's unifying everyone. It's one of the issues that's unifying people across the spectrum.
I know it's self-destructive on their part. It really is almost absurd, but it's evidence they're desperate. They're grasping for straws. What are they going to do other than kick people around? They've got nothing left. And
They're getting hundreds of giant black armored wheeled vehicles that look like something out of a science fiction movie. They're telling us the drones are coming to get us. They really think that we're intimidated like they are. Now, that may work on some of the cowards, but a lot of people who wouldn't even speak out are actually getting mad because they see the systems trying to intimidate them.
Yep, that's exactly right. Plus, they don't have enough corn cobs to deal with us. The truth of the matter is the mighty American military could barely handle Iraq, which is about the size and population of Texas. What are they going to do with not just one state like Texas? What are they going to do if they have to contend with 50? They can bluff us into submission, but they don't have the power to push us into submission. If they bluff us, we consent. And that's what they're looking for. Oh, they're going to huff and puff and blow our house down if we don't do what they say. Yeah, well, maybe yes and maybe no. It depends on how many people stand up on their hind legs and say, no, we're not going along with this. Plus, we've got tens of millions of armed Americans in this country. This is not, I don't care if you are, right now the police make up 0.3% of the population. They're outnumbered 300-1. The military is about the same thing, 0.3%. Even if you put them both together, they are outnumbered somewhere in the neighborhood of 100.
Oh, I know. People all the time say you can't fight the military if it goes to blows. I mean, it'll be like trying to get a hunting permit for unicorns. I mean, it would be so hard. If everybody tried to go out and bag one, you couldn't even find one.
Yeah, you'd be fighting among themselves. No, I get to shoot. You know, I mean, if you're fighting, if you're outnumbered 100-1, I don't care what kind of weapon you have, if you're 100 adversaries, if all they have are bricks, you get 100 bricks coming in on your position at the same time, and I don't care if you got a 50 caliber machine gun. You may get a bunch of that 100 people, but you're going to die under an onslaught of bricks and stones and bottles. All right? You can't deal with.
Well, number one, they want to get the military and police fighting with the American people. They're now saying the enemy isn't Al Qaeda. It's the sovereign citizens. It's the returning veterans. I see us winning the info war with police and military now in a big way, because everything you talked about 20 years ago, everything I talked about 17 years ago, it's all come true. So we have a lot of credibility. They're not stupid. They see what's happening. And now this new Army report where they're teaching the military that the Tea Party is going to link up with Al Qaeda. I mean, the criminal bankers are trying to now say the Tea Party's Al-Qaeda. The police know that's ridiculous. They know. So it's tiny foreign offshore bankers, only a few thousand of them total, trying to get us to kill each other. That's how they're going to try to win.
I understand. And the truth of the matter is the police have far more in common with the people than they do with the government. They have read they are functioning as knee breakers for the mob that runs this country. That's what they're being encouraged to do. But the truth is they have far more in common with the ordinary people than they do with the people that they're taking orders from. And in the end, their masters, people giving them orders, say, why don't you and them fight? Why don't you get killed? We'll wait over here. You go get killed. You know, I mean, as a police officer, you got to look at some of this stuff and say to yourself, you know, this is crazy. They're asking me to fight against hundreds of American people, and I don't really have a personal gripe with them.
Well, that's right. And expanding on that, that's why they're racing to autonomous drones and autonomous robots, basically an 18-wheeler that pulls up at your house and dumps a bunch of robots out of the back. That's what they've already got. They want to go to an automated system, but that's a decade off till that's really totally feasible. And even then, it's not like we're going to run out and fight the robots on their turf. You know, this is going to go into a guerrilla war if we get to that point. And I'm trying to avert that. But what do you think about the attempts of the globalists to track everything, to digitize, to predict the future with their computers, which they already admit they can do to a great extent when we use their systems and they can track us, and to go to the machine-based system so they don't have humans that can refuse orders?
Well, here's the problem. They're going to have central control systems on this. If you've got all these robots or whatever it is you're going to put out there, drones, I guarantee you, you put drones up over Dallas, Texas, there's going to be one place where a half a dozen or 50 people sit down and control the drones. There's going to be one target. All right? They've got centralized control on these things. The drones don't think for themselves. Neither do the robots. Somebody's sitting back in a room full of computers.
Yeah, but that's the problem. They've already got autonomous. They're going to be satellite-based. And that brings us to the next deal. They can launch false flags with these drones and blame other governments or people with it. It's a nightmare situation. That was a drone attack on 9/11.
Well, I understand. Airplanes allegedly did things that airplanes can't do. What can you say?
Well, I mean, all the calls that were real off air phones, not the fake ones the FBI admit, were never made by the Solicitor General's wife. I mean, it turned out it was fake. That's like Associated Press. The real calls were, there's gas, I can't breathe. They just had guys that were in a drill. We know they work for the government. They nerve gassed everybody on board, and a computer took over. And it's just incredibly diabolical that they did that.
Well, every bit of this is diabolical. You look back on this, for example, we talked about this man or other animals thing. I harp on it on a regular basis. First instance we found was the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act. They defined food and drugs in terms of man or other animals. This is not an accident. This is evidence. This has been going on for a century. It's been in our law.
They said black people weren't humans, and that's why they could kill them or use them as slaves. This is thousands of years old. This is 4,000 years old.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, this is spiritual warfare. That's what we're engaged in. And I say, hooray. Once you get that, you understand this is great. I mean, this is great.
But you're not going to get the ammo you need at the 501c3 churches.
Well, it's going to be a dangerous time. But if you really believe, if you think there's another life coming, hey, spiritual warfare is fun. I know it's scary. I don't mean to understate that. I don't mean to, you know, mistake.
No, I understand. When you actually tap into God, oh, this all becomes fun.
Yeah.
I mean, even bad stuff becomes fun because you're doing the right thing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it removes that sense of doubt. It removes that sense of personal fear and anxiety. And all of a sudden, hey, I'm good to go.
Well, the globalists in the videos we've gotten from Homeland Security training, they go, and these people are committed, and they're never going to back off. So you better watch them. And they're all scared of us in these meetings. They believe. They stand for something. I mean, what do you guys believe in? Like, you serve a bunch of foreign banks? They want to abort little kids and stuff? I mean, that's sick.
You know how stupid this is? There are reports from Southern Poverty Law Center that estimate there's 300,000 members of the sovereignty movement, whatever that is, in the United States. And the FBI says there have been six homicides since 2000, in 12 years. There have been six homicides that have been linked to sovereigns. It didn't even say that these sovereign people.
But we're the number one threat.
Well, here's the problem. The homicide rate in this country is 17 per 100,000. If there are 300,000, if there are 300,000 sovereigns, we should be killing at least 17 people, three times that, 50-some people every year. And in fact, they can only point to six in 12 years. It indicates that we are orders of magnitude less violent than the ordinary people. That's the implication. And these are the numbers they
That's right. But we're smarter. We're smarter and know how to navigate with our words is what's happening.
That's the problem. I'm a dangerous man. Do you know why? I've got a dozen dictionaries. I've got seven copies, seven different versions of the Bible. And that's hard copy plus what I've got on the computer. That makes me a dangerous man. I can read. I can write. I am dangerous.
Well, you got the Bible, man. And right there, like you said, it's all right there. That's why they make fun of it all day. They're scared you're going to get in it.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Sorrow.
segment, I'm going to get into the panopticon of technology control and the globalist master plan and why all of us have responsibility to stand up against it and speak out against it immediately. Also up at drudgereport.com on the left-hand side, U.S. veterans forcibly sequestered in mental hospitals is indefinite detention, and it's happening everywhere, and it's one of these creeping operations that they're running against the people. But again, coming up, scientists successfully hacked brain to obtain private data. I'll give you my take on that. Right now, police outnumber convention protesters 4-1 in Tampa, the Hill newspaper's reporting. They have the TSA on the street searching people all over the city, including many miles away. We have videos and articles. People with cameras are being grabbed by the police and put in databases. I mean, it's just all an exercise of the police state because a bunch of Republican establishment people are meeting. I mean, whoop-de-doo. It's just, it's so ridiculous how they use any event now as a pretext to totally take over. Take Katrina. They use that to take the guns. Heaven forbid there be another flood in Louisiana. They'll come to get the guns there. Even in rural areas, you're high and dry on a house in stilts. They pull up, you got a generator. They go, we're coming in to take your guns. I mean, since when did the government do that? I mean, they're just, they want the precedent. They want to set it. What they don't want you to know about is on WOKV television, and I see these in local news every day. In fact, they have websites that show people that are involved in self-defense. We should create a whole subsection of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I'm going to do that just on these stories because, I mean, what, over 20 times more often, the FBI's own crime statistics show that guns are used to stop crime than they're used for crime. I mean, look at the areas where they've taken all the guns. That's where you have the crime. Customer shoots robber dead. Jacksonville, Florida. Instead of saving money, a Northside dollar store, 57-year-old grandfather ends up saving the day. The man was doing some late-night shopping at the Dollar General store in Dunn Avenue when all of a sudden two men stormed and tried robbing it. Unfortunately for them, the man appears to have a concealed weapons permit, said Lieutenant Rob Schoonover with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department. That's Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, good for the police to not demonize the guy. Usually they demonize somebody when they defend themselves. That's how you can tell if you got a better police department. If they go, oh, good, the citizen took him out. If they demonize it, you get rid of that police chief. Unfortunately for them, one of the men happens to have had a concealed weapons permit, said Lieutenant Rob Schoonover with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, says the man wasted no time springing into action. Yeah, have you watched all these countless videos of the woman in the jewelry store, the guy, you know, a few weeks ago, all these cases in the internet cafe where the people come in with their shotguns? I mean, these are citizens, Second Amendment, you know, grew up with guns. They're boom. They aim right at them, you know, just like police training. That's just basic training. Boom, boom, boom. They shoot them. Guys fall over dead or, you know, start bleeding and run off. And the untrained crooks always just drop their weapons and run because they grew up watching television where that's what you do. You, when your gun's out of bullets, you just throw it down. Or if somebody shoots at you, you just run in fear. Because most of these criminals are just complete idiots. Smart ones go and join government or join big corporations. You know, they don't come in and even case places. They just walk in places like Texas and Florida where every other person's got a gun. I saw an article a few weeks ago where a woman was jogging at 25. I see that all the time. Guys try to rape her. She shoots them. But, no, it's feminist, though, Gloria Steinem says, to not have a gun and just try to call a cop whose average response time is 11 and a half minutes. I mean, my daughters are learning how to shoot guns, and they're going to have guns. And, when they go away, if there's even college when they get that age or even a country left, you know, you try to come hurt them, they're not going to. I mean, number one, my 8-year-old can already beat me up. She's a gymnast and everything else, and she likes to, like, wrestle and box and stuff. She's meaner than a rattlesnake, and pretty is, I can't say what, but just beautiful. But I just love the fact that my women are really empowered and strong, not this whole fake feminist thing, but that's a side issue. Here's the big issue I want to make. Here's what nobody's pointing out. The New York police could sure get some training from citizens that know how to use guns. Because all over the place, people come in to arm rob, and the citizens just draw down and take them out. And in all these hundreds of cases I've seen the last year, they never shoot anybody else. That's because they relax, raise their firearm, and start pumping rounds into people. And even if you've grown up around guns and think you're good, go take a class. I've done that. Go take a refresher. Go to a shooting school. The police are doing it. You never can get enough training. The New York police can learn from citizens.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Potential is almost unlimited because we are made in the image of the creator of the universe. And the establishment knows that, and they want to dominate the future. They want the spoils of human development and human culture, and they don't want physical, biological slaves anymore. They want to get rid of us and be served by machines and have a tiny technocratic servant group. And they write endless books and publications and literature on this subject and are declaring that they're already waging war on us by means of siege, shutting down our resources, our infrastructure, our culture, poisoning us, cheating us so that they can dominate us, trying to breed us for stupidity and weakness. It is truly disgusting that all of this is happening and all of this is going on. And I want to have a message to everybody and a message to the establishment as well. here in just a moment and go over more of the news. The toll-free number to join us on the subjects that you heard Alfred Adass talk about or what I've talked about. We'll have time to take a few calls here. I do have Steve Quayle with a big in-depth interview coming up tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Aaron's doing the news. I'm doing an in-depth hour-long interview with Steve Quayle tonight. He'll be on the radio with us tomorrow. Just a program note there. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Briefly, we are 2 hours and 35 minutes into this global transmission. I would also like to add that, remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. We're not like Media Matters that gets money from George Soros, that got his money from taxpayers worldwide and banker bailouts. We're not like MSNBC that on record got jobs program money from the White House. What was it, $500 million? They got another billion, roughly, at NBC total out of banker bailout money, your taxpayer money. We are not supported by that. In fact, the system fights tooth and nail to keep us from even being able to get to you. But despite that, because there are a lot of people that love freedom and truth worldwide, we've been able to get on over 115 AM and FM stations, global shortwave, number one when it comes to audio streams and podcasts for talk radio, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and on XM166. So it's a big deal that we've been able to crawl and scrape over 17 years up to this point. And if we were able to have the same growth rate continuing, it would spell just unbelievable curtains for the globalists. They understand that if they destroy me wrong or try to destroy this operation incorrectly, it could turn us into a cause celeb. That's why they try to exterminate us via going after our character and going after our name. They want to assassinate our name instead of assassinating you physically, because they understand everything is an info war until the final blow that's physical. We are cheerfully marching forward into incredible danger. But I will be honest with you, that is incredible excitement. Because the road is a good road, it's an honorable road, and honor is all that matters. And I don't say that because I am this absolutely wonderful, perfect person. But my heart is good. I want to be good. I want to help people. I want humanity to succeed. And I want to thank all of you for getting us to this point. We wouldn't have been this successful and couldn't have done anything if people didn't see past my idiosyncratic nature. And understand with your discernment that my heart is good, because our hearts are good and we're turned towards the Creator and love everything that is good and recoil from that is bad, including our own selves, the aspects of us, our lesser angels, as they say. But we are in an epic struggle. And the fact that someone of my background and skill, which is not that great, but I have a wide range of gifts. We all have gifts. But compared to many, my gifts are nothing to write home about. Other than the fact that I've been dedicated and that I have been tireless and that I have been committed. Those are some of my better traits. And the oratory that the good Lord gave me, the memory, the vocabulary, and the willingness to go forward against bullies. All of that has brought me to the point I am today. And I am here just wanting to thank all of you for your support and thank you for everything you've done in the fight for liberty. And I know you want to thank me as well, but I would imagine those of you out there hearing me thank you, you're like, why are you thanking me? We're in this together. We're under attack. We've got to build a future for our children and their children. We've got to wrestle with the darkness. And that's why I don't like being thanked. So we're on the same page. But nevertheless, I do want to thank you, because it's important that we understand we're doing something epic here. This is epic. And the system knows it's epic. The system knows this broadcast is for real. The system knows I'm for real. The system knows that more people are waking up exponentially, and they're panicking. And they're afraid, because most of the minions of the system are not completely evil. They're ignorant. They're following peer pressure. They're compartmentalized. And they think they're engaged in the PSYOP on us, but in truth, they are in the heart of the PSYOP, and no one is as deceived as those that sit at the center of a spider web of dehumanization and death and think that they're winning. You never win in an offensive war. The type of societal and cultural mode that allows you to offensively go out and attack and enslave or destroy innocents that did nothing to you, that attitude and that worldview will come back on you. Just like people are like, yeah, kill all the Arabs, take their rights. It was always set up for the very good old boys that were tribal and were felt threatened by foreigners and who the globalists manipulated into going for torture and war and secret arrest as if that was America. And the whole time, the weapon system, the control grid, was being set up for you. And so many of these people in the system, even though they have more courage than couch potatoes or welfare people, they still are cowards, because they may physically be willing to face a little bit of danger, but it's mainly for their ego and for the power trip. But you're not willing to face peer pressure degradation to gain liberty for yourself and your progeny. And that is why you fail, and that is why you're not fulfilled, and that is why you will be destroyed. If this system is fully birthed, which it's now been birthed, and now it's growing, and now it's getting up on its legs, if it comes to maturity, what's been built, there will be no flesh left on this earth. That's the goal. There will be no flesh left. This is an attack on the flesh. The New World Order is a flesh-eating demon. The New World Order is a life-destroying force. The Ninth Circle of Hell is described spiritually as being sub-zero. It's cold, like the depths of dead space. Or the dead spaces between dimensions. The empty spaces. Death is emptiness. And we face the spirit of emptiness that seeks to empty out this planet. The New World Order, who claims that they want to save the Earth by getting rid of humanity, are the ones actively trying to kill the ocean, putting genetically modified organisms into it at every level of the food chain. They are actively trying to kill the foliage of the planet. They are actively diseasing the genetic code of humanity. The DNA is becoming mutated. The sperm counts are down over 87% in the Western world. The cancer rates are exploding. Our children are dying and sick all around us. We are a cursed people who march our children up in the morning to the top of the Aztec temple to have our children gutted in front of us. But we do it slower with a Gardasil shot or a Factor VIII injection. My dad's a dentist. And I was talking about how my grandmother's oldest high school and college friend, who's a registered nurse, you know, she's retired, obviously. You know, my grandmother's almost 90, but both women are still intelligent. Always is pushing for everyone to take vaccines. She totally, you know, was a nurse in World War II. She totally believes in, you know, USA. She mails us little dolls and things with USA shirts on. She mails my kids USA shirts. Okay, I mean, this is somebody like, you know, USA, you know, you know, the type of women they shipped over to be in, you know, the tents while people are dropping bombs on them. Just the government's good. I'm USA. And if they say take a vaccine, I'm taking them. And so she took the shingles shot, and it's basically over the last year almost killed her. She's still got shingles. And my dad said, yeah, all the time patients come in hobbling and incredible pain, people I've known for years, and I'll say, what's wrong? And they'll say, I have shingles. And my dad, after three or four times, said, he starts asking him, Persade, did you get this after you took a shingles shot? And they always go, well, yes, I got it about a week after I took it. Got the shot right over there at Walgreens next door. My dad looks at him and he goes, did you ever think you got it from that? And they're like, I don't know. It'd be kind of like if you walked out in the street and a truck hit you and it broke 10 of your bones. And, you know, the ambulance pulls up because the truck hit and ran. And they go, what hit you? And you go, I don't know. I mean, I'm in a road. I saw a truck, but, you know, I don't know what hit me. If you eat a piece of fish and you get food poisoning from it, you go home and you vomit for 2 days. Gee, you think you might have got it at that restaurant? Going to the doctor, they say food poisoning. I mean, this is all just cause and effect here. And we've got all the statistics where the big companies knew that the whooping cough epidemic that they called, it was a few hundred cases in California, was caused by the vaccine. And it turned out they knew it and did it on purpose. And that even came out in the news, but back of the paper. And it should be all over every paper that they're knowingly giving you shots, giving you the flu, giving you the whooping cough, giving you the measles, mumps, rubella, giving you everything. And it just stacks up and stacks up. I said I'd go to your calls, and I got this message of the New World Order. I guess the whole show is a message to the people running this and to those of you that are victims. Will you save yourselves? Will you do anything? Is there anything you're concerned about? I mean, they know it's a death sentence to all the troops they have used DU munitions. They know it's a death sentence to give you these vaccines. They know it's a death sentence when they ship out the tons of opium into the United States. The U.S. military brings it directly in now. They just put it on the news. It's like it's no big deal. You understand that we've killed 52 million American babies, and we just say, oh, that's just a choice. Oh, come on. Come on, don't judge people that had an abortion. No, a lot of people did it through ignorance, just like an Aztec bringing their kid up to be chopped up, you know, thought it was okay to do. But see, it's this peer pressure. You can't just do something because the world and the entity that runs it tells you it's good, tells you it's okay. That's why I saw someone while I was waiting at a restaurant to pick up food Sunday, pick up our free magazine. There was a couple copies left there. Very excited. It all got picked up just a few days. There's almost none left around town. And they picked it up and went, ooh, Alex Jones. Oh, ooh. Ooh, no. And dropped it like it was a snake. And you know what? It is like a big rattlesnake. To somebody that wants to be destroyed, they see the cure as venom. They don't want to be. I mean, it's kind of like in that movie, to use an analogy, the Omega Man, which is a redo of the Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. Great movie. And they've released a bioweapon that kills most people but turns others into these basically undead zombies. And at the end, he's like, I found the cure. I've given it to myself. Here's my blood. You know, I'll cure you. And they said no. And they throw a spear into him and kill him. And they don't want, they want to die of cancer. I mean, my dad was talking about a 36-year-old office manager, because my dad manages a bunch of dental offices, who's, you know, attractive, smart. She had brain surgery trying to get the tumor out. The same tumor killed one of my dad's friends when he was young. And another woman at their office has a brain tumor. And, I mean, I've gone, like, they talk about statistics where they've gotten better at making you survive a cancer. Yeah, but they're not discussing the fact that cancers are up, depending on the type, some of them over 10,000 times. I mean, they are killing us, and it's all just this normalcy bias of, oh, they're having a run for cancer. In fact, I've got a copy of, it's very offensive You know, when you see Time Magazine, and it's got ads all through it, because that's the new thing. You know, everywhere I go, I see these jugs of money at the gas station. Give money to this, you know, 40-year-old mother. She's got ovarian cancer, or she's got breast cancer. And I put money in it, but no one will even tell them there's charity care that only the illegal aliens get. But no one will tell the woman, hey, go get... I had people in the office didn't believe me, and I sent them to get, you know, they're supposed to pay for it. Well, the hospitals are charities. They're tax-free, most of them. And I see an ad in here... Stand up, tune in, the fight against cancer continues, and it's all these people about in memory of, or, oh, we're survivors, and it's just so sexy about cancer, and we're all going to deal with it together. This is to lead you into the pit so you can be killed. It's all about, oh, let's learn how to cure it instead of find out why everybody's getting it. And I'm not saying these stars are bad, but you'll never see anything about why is it increasing. They want to keep that quiet. Let me tell you why. I've had the scientists in here, the researchers, because my dad remembers when he was at UT, they talked about how cancer was viral and then discovered in the 30s. They put it in your shots. That's my message. This thing's killing everybody. We're run by eugenics psychopaths. And we better turn it around. And they're putting a police state in place to forcibly inject us. And they're already doing it illegally with school kids. The government is already lawless, okay? And it wants to kill you. I mean, that's the message. It wants you dead. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Only 1 week left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on T-Gen. You order T-Gen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. T-Gen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. This is the last week where you can try T-Gen and receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now, 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644.
too. I meant to get to this yesterday and today. I just can't do justice to it. I'll have to do it on the Nightly News Center tomorrow on the radio. Shine has successfully hacked brain to obtain private data. Cyborg tissue is half living cells, half electrons. And again, this is all going to be used against us. All this technology is having backdoors built into it, the globalists admit. Nothing is given to us that's any good. Anything they give us is going to have microwaves coming out of it to kill us or to be tracking us. It's all done to enslave us. So horrible. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. You're getting ready to get hit by another hurricane, my friend. Do you think they're going to come for your guns again?
News for you. 2 days, I've been on the phone 2 days. But anyway, they said that they're not going to use the Dome Stadium as a FEMA camp this time. They're going to bring you someplace else. They already got military on the street. They're already talking about salt water is going to be in the water. This thing here, they're so happy this happened, Alex. They are thrilled to death that this happened.
Well, they love to get an excuse to take over.
Well, yeah. Well, they're saying the levees, they didn't fix all the pumps like they told us to. $5 million is missing. We gave them $15 million to fix the water pump.
No, they only used, 60% of the money for levees. But, hey, you know what? Government needs to steal it. They're good people.
The levees probably ain't going to hold it go underneath. From the news here, but they let them know they're going to bring them someplace else. They bring them to the Dome Stadium where they can see the women get raped. No.
Where are they bringing them to be raped this time while the military's busy confiscating all the guns and the police wouldn't help anybody inside the Dome Stadium and just sat there laughing or busy robbing the different stores? Where are they going to take the slaves this time that they shoot if they try to walk out on the highways?
They won't tell us.
Oh, that's even better. That's a big news item. You know, Charles, you reported for us then. I'm gonna have to get your number. I had it years ago, but I wanna get a report from you. Get you on the phone with Kurt Nemo or Don Salazar, so you can tell them what's going on as our reporter and full name and all that. Because you were the first to tell us they've been shooting people trying to walk out on the bridges because you were there when it was happening as one of the emergency people. You're saying FEMA says we're gonna take you somewhere secret. That sounds good.
They didn't say FEMA. They said the governor of New Orleans said they ain't going to use the Dome Stadium no more. They're going to go somewhere. They're going to find some other place. He got on the news and said this.
Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. I had it years ago, but I'm going to get your number, full name and number, so we can have one of my reporters call you. Or maybe I should get an update from you. I'm going to get your number. I'm going to do an update with you on the nightly news tonight. How's that sound?
Well, yeah, if you want, what time is that? 9 o'clock, I'll be here.
Well, listen, we'll tape it. We'll tape it and then air it when the show comes up tonight.
Well, if I'm going to be there, I'm going to probably be down there. I don't know if I'm going to be home. It depends what's happening. It's raining up there right now.
Well, listen, we'll go tape this in like 20 minutes. How's that sound?
Huh?
We'll go tape this in like 20 minutes, Charles.
Okay, you got my number, sir.
I had it years ago, but just listen. You've been a great reporter for us, and I forget your last name. I know you've been in the news and stuff down there. Just do me a favor. I know you've been calling in for like 14 years, and I apologize for your last name. I'm going to put you on hold, give me your full name and number, and I'm going to have them call you in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and we'll go tape an interview where you can really lay it all out for everybody about what's happening, okay?
No, I haven't been down there yet. If I go, I don't even know if I'm going to go because...
You've always been a good source of info. You're saying they're going to take people to an undisclosed location. I'd like to get an update from you on that.
I don't know. That's all I got. The mayor said this on Channel 2 News.
Well, you were a witness to the crime last time, so I'd like to interview you about what it's like seeing Katrina come. Okay, can we do it in 20 minutes?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, get your full name and number. Come back, take a few more calls right now, and I'm going to interview him. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have
to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.